Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
All right, off we go with what would Brady do? Got a few in the hopper here, so we're running late, but they're pretty good. It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns. We were just talking about guns. Joe Biden's incredible stance on police work, which, man, if you still are in the camp of one or the other of these guys after everything that keeps happening, that was the stupidest thing I've heard a grown man say. Police just need more training once you shoot a man in the leg.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. You've just opened up litigation, more trouble than you could ever imagine, and go through one simulation of trying to shoot someone moving in the leg successfully. Under stress.
No one
not
tries.
Sitting
in
there
the movie,
just aiming.
So those guys are great shots.
Not really, Brady. Watch movies. Most of the time people can run across the whole thing and it's pop, 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 pop. Nobody hits anything. Just shoot at their feet. Yeah. That is the dumbest. If that's his reform for the police, the cops are all going to quit.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone will be like, oh, really? So now we're going to lose our lives and our livelihoods if we miss their leg and hit them in the stomach or something like that? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because nobody, and I don't care which side you're on, your guy doesn't have a plan. Yeah, one of them's going to win, though. That's the scary part. Shoot him in the leg. Watch every cop. What if you told a cop, hey, guys, in a really stressful, bad situation, bad guy coming at you, you think he got it in you to put his knee out?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to neutralize that.
Even not in a stressful situation, yeah. That is very difficult.
A guy coming at you, you don't know. You don't know if he's armed. You don't know if he's got stuff in his jacket.
No.
You don't know if he's going to light himself on fire and run at you. You don't know what's going on. Let me just... As he's running at me, let me see if I can pop him in the thigh. And by the way, that might not stop him. He might wing his leg, and he might just have enough to keep you. Now you're in a hand-to-hand fight. Good luck with all that garbage.
You're going to have leg shots and then lower caliber grenades, like mini grenades. That
I would
just
like
take
that.
Partial.
Then knock your arms off, yeah. So you have to mouth F all the gas handles. We don't have much to go for. Toledo's got signs in his front yard. He's a big supporter. He's a big supporter of shooting folks in the leg, but I just find it to be, I mean, how are these people grown up and asking for the most important job in the world? I don't get it. Talk to a cop. I just talk to one police officer and say, is that a thing? Do you think that's realistic even if you were trained? Go to a shooting range right now. Holster a gun and shoot the target in the leg. Remember in Glory when Matthew Broderick's like, you're a good shot, soldier.
Thanks. I shoot turkeys back home.
Very good. Do you think you could shoot a man?
I think so.
Load your weapon. Faster! And then he just starts shooting. He puts him under stress, and the guy couldn't do it. It's a great shot. Now go stand at the C2 tactical, gun in a holster, and say you got 3 seconds. When I say three, pull that gun and hit that guy in the leg. Hit a target in the leg. It's not even a threat. Hit a target. Low. You'll miss every time.
And you hear those stories all the time about, like, guys being 10 feet apart and you know, under the stress, and everybody misses.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing that we at React Defense we're talking about. Most of the time, a couple shots go off, nobody hits anything, and they're just a few feet away. Yeah, we're in a ridiculous time. But that's why you need M&P guns.
Going there this week.
Nice segue.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I want to check out the inventory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And as a gun person who agrees you should have any gun you want, I do think, and people hate this when I say this because I'm middle of the road on this, I do think that to buy a gun, if you are saying I'm a responsible gun owner, you should be required to do like a week or two of schooling and earn a license for it.
Will you agree?
For your first one, absolutely.
You earn a license for your gun, and if you jump calibers into the AR-15s and those worlds like that, you have to start thinking –
Just like driving a car. If you're going to drive a pickup, it's different C-class. Than my license.
Exactly.
You have to do all the training.
That's exactly it. And I have no problem with saying we can't have a gun until you get a license. I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that.
But only really, for the most part, it takes you to fire it one time if you're not familiar with the gun and just say that person sets you up and you pull the trigger and fire the gun. You're like, all right.
Yeah, a lot of people never fire them.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Well, I told you that story about I went into a gun store one time, and I was just – I'm not going to say the name of the place, but the guy's like, I need a gun. He's like, all right, what do you need? I don't know, something to protect myself. He's like, okay, handgun, rifle, yeah, whatever you think. I mean, literally walked out of there with a new gun that day. Yeah,
I went with our old boss, Chuck Artigue. Larry and I went down there. I want to get something for Sweet Mary. I want to make sure she's comfortable because as I get older, I realize I can't be there. We go into the gun store. Larry will back me up. This was a crazy day. Chuck tries to rack a 9mm and gets his thumb stuck in it.
Ooh.
Pinched it.
Oh, God.
The pot sticker skin.
It starts to bleed a little, but he was okay. He gets a tiny thing. I don't know. What was a PPK? Some old tiny little gun he had. And he's like, this would be nice for Mary. And he's waving it around the gun thing. I'm like, you can't have a gun. You're not allowed to own a gun. All right. Well, we should go in the back and shoot. No, we shouldn't. You can do that all by yourself, sir. Oh, you're just a baby. No, I want to live, and you're insane. If you got guns and ammo, M&P Guns, they've got tons of it. You can get more. Over 1,200 new and used guns in stock. All popular calibers and stock daily. The Valley's best knowledgeable pro staff, M&P Guns. Inside Mo Money Pond, 12th Street, and Indian School. Ask for Byron and get yourself a flamethrower.
Really?
Flamethrowers there. They're
flamethrower on the house?
Licensed.
Nice. Yeah. That's
what I'll say. I'll say that. Because you don't have to have a license for that. Remember how shocked we were? That you can just wander in there and get a flamethrower? So because it melts the snow off your driveway here in Phoenix. Helps you burn weeds in the
that's what
fire danger. Yeah, but it
helps with landscaping.
The single most dangerous place to start flaming weeds. Get a little weed begone, and fire's bad.
I'll bet you can find them in Sholo. You couldn't find a jack, but I'll bet there's flamethrowers up there in Sholo.
Oh, yeah.
I probably, if I just knocked on a door and, hey, I got my Jeep needs a high lift jack. Do you have one? No, but I can burn it down for you in 2 seconds. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
Dear Brady, and here we are. My nephew is a Biden super supporter, and I don't want him in my house anymore because he just stirs up trouble. Typical lefty dick. Help me tell my sister to keep him away, Ron. What would you do?
If it's your house.
Political. He's not allowed in it.
Yeah, then that's it.
You say, sister, your son is not allowed in my house. I mean, it sounds like Ron's a little bit like...
He's being the baby.
He's a dick, too. Yeah.
Sure. But, again, that's going to... I mean, once he does that, that's the only way you stop it. Because the kid's going to come in there and stir it up.
You don't think...
I don't think that's a bad rule, either side of it.
How about the rule is... And, Ron, you have to adhere to it, too.
Or if you go no politics.
No politics.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, second somebody brings it up, they're out.
Yeah. Well, what's the first thing you're going to bring up at Thanksgiving? It's going to be politics because it's the it's what you're not supposed to talk about.
It'll be over though.
COVID's going to save.
Yeah, we're not having Thanksgiving. Didn't Fauci tell us not to have that too?
He did.
Yeah.
But you know what won't be over is the street rioting because the election's going to last
right.
as long
maybe
as they
it
want
won't
it
be
to.
Over.
Yeah. They got boxes. They keep finding. We'll be counting them until February. mailed the and all of a sudden the U.S. mail is the most dependable modern thing. People are saying, "Get off my John's acting like an old man." Get off my lawn. Really? The post office is modern technology? Okay. I thought we were trying to get rid of it. Just keep those boxes rolling in. We'll keep counting. Stupidest thing ever. Dear Brady, my ex-wife just wrote a letter saying that her biggest regret was leaving me. And it was just in February. The divorce was finalized in August. The guy she started seeing evidently took a swing at her. She had a complete mental breakdown, and she said, I've made a mistake. I want my life back. I want you back. And I never wanted her to leave. Do I do this? Help me, Brian.
No.
No.
Sorry, Brady. Go ahead.
Just laugh at her and block her.
Laugh and block.
Yeah, that's right.
Because one thing she's not very good at is blocking. Because I don't know when the guy got through.
Brady
well,
knows
Brady,
about that.
The only
there's
the
Brady.
Works,
why is she asking Brady?
Both people are in. Both people sound like.
He wants
one
in.
If
she wants in.
But, is there a risk? Absolutely.
There's always a risk.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's going to leave, though, once it gets back to normalcy.
But that's the risk you take.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
But maybe she realized it's not. And to quote the great Roxette, listen to your heart.
Yeah. That's for pussies. That's for pussies.
Oh,
hell no.
Listen to your heart.
No. I think you heard it from someone, and I heard it from you. But if you look at your relationship, and you're saying the absolute, like, friends that I've had that had relationships fall apart, and they put it back together, but they evaluated saying the good times, the pinnacle of that relationship, how good was that?
Yeah.
If it was
Does it
awesome,
outweigh the
best?
Yeah,
yeah. And it outweighs it. And do you think you could capture that again?
Is it worth the risk to try to capture that again?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you're saying the other way.
No, it's not worth it. No.
They don't come back.
Yeah, it's gone.
No matter what.
When they finally say, that's it, I'm not working
that's
on it,
it.
I'm
done.
Out.
Yeah.
Because
you're
it's the loyalty thing, basically.
Well, it is, but it's also a case of, like, you know, you left when the going got tough the first time. Oh, you're not going to do that again? How can I trust that?
Strong point.
Yeah, when it's sunny outside, everything's great. But it starts raining, you're going to take off. Like, right. I don't know.
Like, we could have really down times again.
And he didn't want her to go in the first place, so it probably tore him apart. She's just going to do it to you again.
So now let me ask you if that has happened to you. And so what happens on the newer one, the new relationship? Are you ever going to be able to trust that person again?
Absolutely.
Brady with a strong point.
Yeah, because I'm 10 times more happier than I ever was. And that's I'm not just saying that as...
Not grammatically.
No, of course not. There's still 24 letters in the alphabet, but...
But see, you were able to do that, but that gives you enough reason to say, I got a friend that just, it won't. It's like, I'm done. He doesn't believe
there's hope.
Trust any of them.
There's definitely hope. I know people that do that too. It's like, once you're out for everybody. Yeah.
Buddy, Flip Orley.
Oh, Flip text me this weekend.
Yeah, he's back.
He's in a mask. I saw him yesterday. And a gun. Oh, did you? Yeah, he's back in town. He's like, if you ever want to hang out again, and he sent me a picture of him in a ski mask holding a handgun.
He carries
up by his chest.
He's got
it drawn.
Can he shoot him in the knee?
Oh, yeah. You always remember Flip, that just shoot him in the knee.
Come on, man. Shoot him in the knee.
Yeah, that's silly. Yeah, no, that's, I say, as I agree with everybody's points.
Yeah.
But it's up to this dude to say, if you want her back and you think you can work it out, listen to Roxette. Always remember Roxette, I think.
Pussies.
Listen to your heart.
I listen to a lot of Roxette.
Heard that in years.
Go back to Letters from Cleo.
Oh.
Just living on a Sunday morning.
Dear Brady, my mom's turning 70 November 13th. Her health is bad. She's recently been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It's not good. She's doing well now. They're giving her 9 to 12 months. She said she would love to see her family and her friends while she still looks and feels okay. This means a party for her 70th, and that's probably going to amount to about 40 people. Do I do this? What if she starts to get better, but we gave her COVID? Jeremy. Is this you?
That's not me.
Yeah, you wouldn't try to save your mom.
That's too late. I think it's one of the
best. Was she gone?
No.
No.
But I tell her it's too late.
There's nothing we can do. Should have celebrated 69.
Nice.
Yes. I think it's the best time to have a super spreader right now for the 70th.
I was at
birthday.
A super spreader this weekend. Yeah. It's tough.
Worth it, wasn't it?
I'm feeling like maybe I shouldn't have gone. I really enjoyed the emotional parts and seeing my dad. I was really proud of my dad because this is a life well lived, evidently. I mean, he's definitely had some life pivots and some things he's had to adjust and do in his time. But to see all those people travel to where he is up there, it ain't an easy trip.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
That's impressive.
And I said, I truly believe I don't have friends, and I wouldn't expect you. I don't have friends to drive 3 hours and then go down a dirt road and find some dump and, you know, stay in. I wouldn't even have the guts to ask you. Yeah, it's a big party about me. You guys want to fire up the car and drive it? You know, I just picture everybody in the road going, God damn it, Dan. Like, I don't think I have friends close enough to drive to my house in Phoenix.
Yeah, but you would, I mean, at least you are understanding the fact that, there's some people that aren't going to.
It probably also helps.
I think everybody showed up.
Probably,
the lockdown probably helps because everybody's like, it's something to go do. And
absolutely.
We can use it as an excuse.
The timing of it is very good. So back to the super spreader party.
This time
party.
Last year, they would have been like, I'm not driving.
Yeah, no. I think you're right.
I got plans. Sorry.
Sorry, Dan. I'll send you a card.
I'm to the point on some of the situations, like, I mean, the joke is it's a super spreader party
no, exactly.
on get together, you know, 40 people, 30 people.
Ugh.
Would you regret it more if you didn't do it.
Yeah, it's my dad's retirement party.
But no, I'm talking for this, the 70th party.
Oh, that, party. Yeah, 70th mom
and
party.
Then she just dies a couple weeks later of natural causes or whatever. That
ovarian cancer, kind of natural cause.
Is it going to be any different than the 69 birthdays before this?
Wow. Yeah, because it's the last one.
But you don't know that, so you're not going to treat it as the last one while you're there.
You know. You pretty much know.
Whether it's, let's say you're down to three. Let's say you're down to three.
Three birthdays?
Yeah.
And you know that?
Well.
Well, how about this, though? Because they gave Alex Trebek 6 months, and he's on a year and a half now.
Yeah, see, so you celebrate this like by grandma, and she's still here next year, you know.
And you
just said bye.
Well, you get a buyback. Grandma's got to buy the birthday back from you and all the money you spent. And...
Okay, money back
guarantee. Oh, you don't buy a gift when they're 70 and
that's
above.
That's a good point, too. That's your presence.
That's going to go straight
presence.
To Goodwill in a few weeks. No
oh,
way.
There goes your 14% talk again. Come on.
But can't you?
I like when dead broke Stadler and Waldorf are. Yeah, I think your presence is your present. You don't buy them anything. Because what am I going to do with it, just in case it goes? You're just buying will material at that point.
Yeah, you buy something you want.
That's true. But why don't you just get yourself that thing?
And then you got to tell her at the party, make sure this goes to me in the will.
Like. It's the thought that counts. The thought is, I'm buying this for myself when you die.
Yep.
That's the thought.
Hold on to this for a little
bit. Thanks, Brett, for this male size motorcycle helmet.
That's
appreciate
right.
it.
That says Brett on the side.
Right.
Grandma's going to love that.
I don't think this will fit me. This looks like it's more for Medea size. I'm
so
sorry.
You don't? Do you have the party? Either of you guys
have 70th? The party?
You have mom 70th.
Yeah.
No. I don't even know if I'd want to go if it was just a regular one.
What the moral answer is?
I'm having the party.
You would have the party,
and I try to be, you know,
social
safe
butterfly,
and smart about it.
Nobody will trust me. But, having been to a super spreader this Saturday, the best thing was the caterer. Amazing. You'd have been nuts. I should have had you come up. The barbecue was.
Would have gotten a flat.
Huh?
I would have gotten
you. You and I would have used you to jack up the Jeep. He had a wicker basket full of surgical masks, and you could see each thing had been taken out of the box and placed gently, like in a diagonal over the top. So masks, not one
was taken.
Was taken, not one. No one.
I've been to 20 events, and I still have the same supply.
And then he's bombed talking to me later.
What was the average age of people up there?
Average age?
Yeah. Like your dad's age? Or
I would have to say, well, there's some younger people. I would probably say, if you averaged it out, probably.
Were you on the younger side?
Barely. Like early 50s, mid 50s.
Because it seems like the older, I don't know.
They don't care.
They don't.
Was there any swinging?
They don't
going
at this
on?
Point.
Oh, yeah, we were swinging. And
it was a key party?
You mean?
It was a key party?
Yes.
All right.
My dad's retirement party. It's not his dead party. No, no swinging as I know. No.
He's thinking about it.
Oh, I'm trying to think if there was anybody that was like working on that. I don't think so. A guy named Brian might have been trying to swing with me, but I don't want to.
You're too fatigued.
Yeah. There's a guy named, ran a place, Jax. I can't remember his name just offhand, but I think he was trying to swing with me. A couple of dudes really wanted my piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I said no. Because I thought I was gay for that mask.
It's a regular Saturday.
Sworn. Hey, you got to be gay, right? You're wearing that mask. You're the only one in a mask. I think you got to have that party. But I think Jeremy's right. If mom's around on 71, there's refunds involved. That's, you're disappointed if your mom turns 71.
Yeah. Well, say you take a friend, you know, a younger family member gets COVID and dies, but grandma's still around at 71 because you wanted to celebrate her birthday.
Sean Phil says, it's very weird hearing someone from the Civil War give advice about love. It is true, because it was such a different time for Jeremy. Well, anyway, what are you going to do? There you go. That's your what would Brady do? I think you have to have that. I think Brady.
Party, baby.
I mean, have that party. Roxette, listen to your heart with that one as well.
Yeah, sure.
Roxette can teach us so much. Should I have this party for my dying mom or not? Listen to your heart. Thank you, Roxette. You're right. There you go. That is what Brady did. Well done, sir. Well done. I don't know.
If the younger generation doesn't get into
rock,
then guess what? An art form has died.
You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.